and seeing the different ways that peoples around the world carry their children. I have collected verses from the Bible that talk about how God carries us. Isaiah 40:11 says, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who are young or with young." The Old and New Testaments talk about Jesus being our shepherd. In the above verse, we see that he especially cares for the lambs, the young children in his flock, and also for those mothers that are pregnant. How tender, how loving our good shepherd is. He also gives special care to the aged. Isaiah 48, 3-4 says, "Even to your old age I will be the same, and even to your graying hairs I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." The original promise to Abraham, "In you will all the families of the earth be blessed," was intended for the whole world, not just Abraham's descendants. All believers participate in this promise and are blessed as children of Abraham. So, the following verses also refer to all believers. God rescued his people from slavery in Egypt as part of his plan for the redemption of the world. He told Moses on Sinai, "I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." In Deuteronomy 1, 31, "In the wilderness you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as a father carries his son." Again, in Deuteronomy 32, 10-12, "For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, his allotted inheritance. In a desert land he found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. The Lord alone led him, and no foreign god was with him." We know that the Israelites disobeyed and grumbled all the time. And in Isaiah 63:9 we read, "In his love and mercy he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old." We clearly see the progress of redemption throughout the Old Testament, how God carried his people from the time of creation and the fall of man into sin, carrying Noah and his family through the flood, years later choosing Abraham and the nation of Israel to bring blessing to all men by Christ coming through this nation to die for the sins of the whole world. Just as God redeemed and carried his people all the days of old, he promised to be with us and will continue to shepherd and carry us. Psalms 28:9 says, "Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever." Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus, our Great Shepherd, thank you for the wonderful plan of redemption, for saving us and blessing us with an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that doesn't fade away, reserved in heaven for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Good Shepherd that cares for us and carries us through our lives as we live out our days here on earth for your glory. Our prayer is that we would cling to you and allow you to shepherd and carry us close to your heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.